All right, that was awesome. A young man, listen, he's Roman Catholic. Talk about perfect timing. I just have a testing of the Roman Catholic faith on our front of our website, and I just rebuked a Roman Catholic priest yesterday in a McDonald's parking lot. So that young man was kind of interested in that. He's going to go look it up. Turn and repent, young people. The wrath of God is coming. Don't miss the goodness of Jesus, though. You can repent and be cleansed, made new, but you got to come out. You got to seek the kingdom of God and righteousness. So yeah, it was perfect timing. He said he's going to go and check that out. He seemed like he was a listener. Let's see if he has ears to hear, meaning will he obey and follow Christ in spirit and truth. So we shall see. Just lifting up Christ today out here in the streets. Jesus Christ, the narrow way, the wrath of God is coming. Repent and turn and seek after the one who made the way. There's only one who made the way to eternal life. Unless you're safely in Jesus Christ, you have no hope of eternal life to come. Sister Amen, you got a couple conversations already.
Yeah.
I just had a good conversation with a young Roman Catholic man.
Mm-hmm.
And perfect timing, what's on the front of our website? Me rebuking that Roman Catholic priest.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
All the testing. He was interested in that. He said he wanted to go see it.
He said
he would check it out.
God lines it all up.
He does. Awesome. He does. Amen. We'll walk back this way. Neighbors, do you know the narrow path? My theme today is the beginning of wisdom is fear of God. Our college is about wisdom. Young man, you have a cross on. What's that going to do for you in eternity? What do you think that means? What is that cross going to do for you in eternity? Why, can I ask why you wear it, young man?
Because it's a gift.
I'm sorry, sir?
It's a gift.
It's a gift. Does it have any meaning to you? Spiritual meaning.
Well, yeah. I mean, like,
what does it mean to you?
It represents the resurrection.
Yeah.
Like it's empty because he rose.
Yeah. Are you a follower of Christ?
Yes, sir.
Can I ask, do you belong to like a flavor or denomination? Did you grow up in one?
I grew up Catholic.
Catholic? Yeah. I just met a young Catholic man, but you're not Catholic anymore?
I don't know.
Do you go to church? Do you attend a church service?
I attend church.
Where do you attend? Can I ask? It helps me understand who you are.
Yeah, I've been recently going to Northside Community Church.
Northside Community, like a non-denominational type of church?
Baptist.
Yeah.
Most.
See, one of the things I like to tell people is all these denominations, Catholic, non-denomination, who started them, God or man?
Man.
So who should we follow, Jesus or men?
Jesus.
So people ask me, well, what church are you guys of? And I'm like, we don't belong to any church body. We belong to Christ's body. You took a gospel card, right? Did you take a gospel card? At don'tperish.com, we have a 10-point test. You can test your church. We have the gospel on the other side. See, if you're here and you're part of the college system and you're part of the culture, when you die or when Christ returns, you think you're going to get the love of God because you're not obeying him, or you're going to get the wrath?
Okay, now that's sure.
The Bible says you're going to get the wrath. See, you should be sure. So you're here studying books. You should be sure. And you should study the Bible, the eternal word. Jesus said we live by every word out of the mouth of God. But you should be living. Those words were written thousands of years ago. You know the books you're studying here? Written by men a few decades ago or a few years ago. The Bible is proven. It's the most accurate book in the world. So you should put all your trust in it. I'm glad you know that. A lot of people don't believe that. They say, oh, no, it's an antiquated book. No, it's the most accurate book in the face of human history. So if you know that you're going to be judged, what do you have to do? You have to turn and repent. You have to change your mind in your life. If you're part of this culture, do you believe college life is godly? Yeah. So why would godly people come and be part of ungodly ways? I'm here preaching. I'm here, but I'm standing against it. Isn't it stuff to ponder? Yeah. And that cross really means nothing. Actually, can I tell you in love, I love you. It's actually hypocritical to wear it and not follow and obey him.
Yeah.
And that's what Christianity's done. They give you people put bumper stickers on, hats, T-shirts with Jesus, crosses, but then they go and they live like the world. What would Jesus call that? A hypocrite.
Yeah.
What Jesus would say in Matthew 15, he said, you worship me with your lips, but your heart is far from me. So because of the shed blood of Jesus, the good news is, the gospel is, you can be made new. You can repent, change your mind. How old are you?
I'm 19.
Huh?
19.
I remember being 19 a long time ago. You can repent. You can change your heart and your mind. You can change your direction. Right now, your direction is in college and the culture and a worldly life. You have to turn.
Yeah,
change your direction. And if God is so merciful and you're willing to obey him, he'll actually give you the Holy Spirit. Because of the shed blood of Jesus, you can be cleansed and repent, and you can be made brand new. You can be born again.
I have.
Well, I'm not going to say you're not born again, but let me tell you this. See those trees?
Yeah.
Do they put off fruit?
Well,
Jesus said we know a tree by its fruit. What's the fruit of your life for Jesus? The fruit of it. Ponder that. Ponder that. You're here in the world. You're here in an ungodly college. What is the fruit of your life? You can't just believe your way to eternal life. Your belief leads to a saving faith that leads to allegiance and to follow. Do you want to get married someday?
Yes.
Okay. Would you like your wife to say, I love you in my heart, but I sleep with our neighbor? You see what I'm saying? That's a covenant. And you're in a blood covenant now with Jesus Christ. You shouldn't be cheating on him. You should be faithful to him in all your word and all your ways. Make sense?
Yes, sir.
Please take this gospel card. Check out don'tperish.com. My email's on there. I'd love to help you. Consider these things. Your life is short. Judgment is coming. Don't miss the goodness of God. You must turn and repent. You can't live in your sin. Do you know, last thought, if you live in your sin, did you know you won't be forgiven of it? You got to repent and turn from it.
Yeah.
We love you. Thanks for listening.
Take it easy.
Let me know if I can help you in any way.
Take it easy.
God be praised. Loving our neighbor today, warning you, did you know that you're an enemy of God if you're like the world? That's what the Bible says, James 4:4. To be a friend of the world makes you an enemy of God if you're fond of the things of the world. We don't want our neighbors to be fond of the things of the world. We want you to be transformed by the newness of life in Jesus Christ, by his word, by his ways. You can become a child of God, but you have to lose your life. Jesus said in Matthew 10, whoever finds his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life will find it. College is not helping you lose your life for Christ. It's actually sealing you to a worldly life that's going to damn your soul. As I said, James 4:4, to be a friend of the world makes you God's enemy. That word friend means fond of. Are you fond of the things of the world? That makes you God's enemy, neighbor. You're striving in college life. You're striving for good grades. You're striving for a degree. One of my themes here today is the beginning of wisdom is fear of God. You're not fearing God by being part of a college system and living like the culture standards. Pride and vanity, partying, entertainment. None of this is of a holy Savior, neighbors. You got to lose your life. Test yourself, young man. We love you. You got to lose your life to find Jesus Christ. You can't just attend a church. There's a lot of these campus ministries. They lie to you and tell you you can be like the world and be of Jesus Christ. That's a lie. You got to come out of the world, neighbors. You can't be like the world and be of Jesus Christ. He said, my sheep are not of the world. We don't want you to be of the world. We want you to be of this holy Savior who came into the world to seek and save that which was lost. You're lost here at UW. You're lost in the culture, neighbors. You're lost as you live like the cultural standard. The cultural standard tells you it's okay to sin, it's okay to party. It's okay to fornicate. It's okay to dress in pride and vanity. It's okay to do pagan holidays. But all those things make you an enemy of God, neighbor. We don't want you to be an enemy of God. Jesus shed his blood for you, beaten, battered, bloodied, and bruised for you. How are you living for him? Some church attendance scraps on Sunday, some of you? God doesn't want that. He didn't ordain that. He wants your whole life, neighbors. He wants you to surrender everything you are to become submitted to Jesus Christ. Your heart and your mind can be transformed and changed. It happened to me. I'm no better than you. But your heart and your mind has to be transformed. Only the Holy Spirit can do this. John 3:3. You can become a new creation, born from above. Some people say born again. You're born from above by the power of God. He changes your desires. He changes everything about your life when you what? Yield and submit to him fully and wholly for the glory of God. But unless you do that, unless you're submitting, unless you're yielding, you're not truly following Jesus. See, salvation comes in following Jesus. That means obeying him. If you just believe, even the demons believe and tremble. You're not following. I see a lot of guys with Led Zeppelin shirts on. I just witnessed to a guy. It's got a fallen angel. That's Satan on it. Why would you want to serve or glorify Satan? He's a loser. He loses in the end, neighbor. Why would you want to glorify Satan? See, these college campuses lift up occult and demonic things and worldliness. But yet God is good and pure and true and holy. Are you living holy? Are you set apart for the kingdom of God? He died for you. How are you living for him, young people? In Romans 12:2, it says, do not be conformed to the world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you can know what is the perfect will of God. But if you live like the world, you become an enemy of God. And see, Romans 11 talks about the goodness and the severity of God. There's a goodness to God because he sent Christ and made a way, beaten, battered, bloodied, bruised, a glorious Savior, the only way, the truth, and the life. That's the goodness. And if you miss that goodness, if you miss that only way, neighbor, by repentance and being born again, come out of the world, the churches, yeah, you're going to have to come out of college. College is not a godly life. I just talked to three young people and they all admitted, no, college is not a godly place. They just admitted that. So you can't serve God as you live in a sinful place and go along with it. We're here at a sinful place, but we're calling it out for the glory of God because we love our neighbor. We want you to know the truth. No one else is telling you the truth except the biblical street preacher. The media is not telling you the truth. These professors and teachers aren't telling you the truth. Your parents clearly aren't telling you the truth. The internet, 99% of the time, is not telling the truth. Your churches aren't telling you the truth. Social media is not telling you the truth. But the truth is found in God's word. And Jesus warned the Pharisees in John 8. They couldn't hear his words. And he said, if you were of Abraham, who God used to start the nation of Israel, you would hear God's word and you would receive me. You would receive Christ. But he said, you're of your father, Satan. Young people, I got to warn you. If you don't hear God's word and obey it, Satan is your father. Satan is the father of lies. That's why the wrath of God is coming, because your father is Satan. And you're following his culture. Did you know 2 Corinthians 4:4 says Satan is the god of this world. And the world is running the colleges and the culture. So Satan's the god of this world. And you're following the god of this world as you go along with it. Yet Jesus said, follow me. Jesus said, seek me. The Bible says he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Are you diligently seeking Jesus Christ, young people? If you were, we would see the fruit. We would see people bring their Bibles out. What a glorious thing it would be if we came to college campuses to preach the gospel truth and young people would bring out their Bibles. That'd be one good first step. But then they'd start obeying it. See, there's a lot of like so-called revivals going on across college campuses, like at that corrupt Liberty University, singing, jumping up and down, dancing. That's not worship. That's not obeying God. Worship is your everyday life lived, coming out of the world, coming out of the college campuses, coming out of the culture, coming out of your flesh and your pride and your vanity. True biblical worship is obeying God in holiness. You're not obeying God at UW. Multiple students just admitted to me, no, college is an ungodly place. There's no doubt about it. God's word tells us that. Yet parents and churches and governments prop up this ungodly place. Why? Because Satan wants to deceive you. The beginning of wisdom is the fear of God. If you're here to learn knowledge, the first knowledge and wisdom you should have is you should be fearing God, neighbors. That's the words right from the Holy Scripture. Fear God. Seek Him. Walk in His ways. That's fruit that you know Him. But if you live like the college system, that means you don't know Christ. If you're following the culture, it means you don't know Christ. Jesus said in Matthew 7, we know a tree by its fruit. We see trees all around, they're budding. I don't think any of these are fruit trees. But if you take an apple tree, it's going to produce beautiful apples. And the Bible talks about how trees that don't produce fruit are cut down and thrown in the fire. So if your life does not produce fruit for Jesus Christ, biblical fruit, not church attendance, not cultural standards fruit, if your life does not promote holiness, godliness, and sound doctrine that saves you, 1 Timothy 4:16, you have no hope of eternal life to come, neighbors. No baptism, no church attendance, no membership is going to save you. You're not going to be saved on judgment day as you live like the world outside of Jesus. If you live in your sin, there's no forgiveness of sin. Worldliness and college life is sin. Most of the churches, all of the churches I know of, are sin. They're sinful. They're not of God. They're teaching you a form of Christianity that is not of God. I'm sure you all know what a placebo is. It's fake medicine that fools you into thinking you got a cure. That's what American churchianity is. It's fake medicine, fake spirituality that fools you into thinking, I'm a Catholic, I'm a Baptist, I'm a Lutheran, but it's not of God, and it takes you far from the truth of God, neighbors. So we travel. I retired early to do this. I support myself. I have a young brother that lives in his town that works and supports himself. My wife is here laboring. Why? Because we make money off of this? Nope. We're not popular. Don't make a penny. We're hated. Jesus said, you'll be hated for His namesake. Did you know that, neighbors? If you're not hated for the cause of Christ, you're not of Christ. That's something to ponder on this day. Are you an offense to the world because of the truth of Jesus Christ? Or do you go along with the world set for the wrath of God, missing the death, burial, and resurrection that can set you free through repentance? Lest you repent, you have no hope, young people. Turn, UW. Turn, all of you false American churchianity people. Repent. Lose your life. Put down your drinking, your fornication, your worldliness, your sports, your politics. Put it all down for the glory of God. The purpose of your life is to glorify God, not to glorify yourself. That's called rebellion. And 1 Samuel 15 says rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. If you rebel against the truth of God, which you do at this university, you are practicing witchcraft.
Can I take a picture of your sign?
You can. It's a free place, young woman. You can take a picture anywhere. Here, I'll even show you the other side.
Awesome.
Would you take a gospel card?
I would love to take a gospel
card. Yeah, test yourself to the biblical gospel. We're here because we love our neighbors. We're no better than any of you. We're just different. When I was, you're probably 18, 19, 20, something like that. Yeah. When I was that age, I was out drinking, partying, fornicating, fighting. Mm-hmm. And about 20 years later, the gospel, the shed blood of Jesus, when I realized God came down, sent Himself and shed His blood for me and said, I'll forgive you if you'll lose your life to follow me, and gives me a new heart. Mm-hmm. It's all in the gospel card. And you're born from above. Mm-hmm. And then guess what happens?
What?
All your desires change. Now, my flesh still wanted to fornicate, drink, party, fight. Mm-hmm. But the new man mm-hmm. said, I don't want that no more. And then a war began. Mm-hmm. And you battle against mm-hmm. that. And you follow Christ. And then you have the hope of eternal life to come. But right now, if you're mm-hmm. living in the culture and living like the college, mm-hmm. you're really in a war, but you're not fighting. You're on the losing side. A couple of young men walking by. I talked to one young man. Nice young man. He had on a Led Zeppelin Fallen Angel t-shirt. Mm-hmm. And he was like, promoting it. And I said, that's Satan. Mm-hmm. That's Lucifer.
Yeah.
He loses in the end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Christ is victorious. So we're here That website is there to point the way. We have lots of 10-point tests for if you do belong to a religious body. I don't know a biblical church in America. Do you know why? They're all sold out for business, tradition.
That is true, actually.
And what they really want to do is keep you in the pew so they'll do anything. I just witnessed outside a church real quick. You're being gracious. A church had a water ski team for ministry. Does that sound anything like Jesus Christ?
Not really.
Did you see Jesus Christ water skiing? The old men like me told me we do it because if we don't keep the young people happy, they're going to leave and the church won't exist. Well, see, that's a false church. That's called a goat farm. And anywhere from Roman Catholic, evangelical, all the way down, they're all keeping traditions of men. I'm thrilled that there's this many people. I have a young brother in this town, and he said it might be exam week and nobody
be
here.
It is
Is this about normal?
Yeah, actually, it is.
Great.
Weather, yeah.
Thank you. Would you like a gospel card, too?
I would love a gospel card.
Yeah, test yourselves. My wife's over there if you'd like to talk to my wife. But we have a 10-point test. We do this for free. We don't make money off of any of this. I retired early to travel. We love our neighbor. We want you to come out of the world and seek after Christ. He's the only way.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
Thank you for listening. Day. God be praised. So this is why we come. Out here preaching. Two young women walk up, and I got to be honest, at first I thought, body language, she's a mocker. But you know what? She didn't mock one bit. They agreed. They took the gospel card. They walked away. This is why we come out here. And so God is glorified in this when we lift up Christ, preach him crucified to the lost. Thank you, Father.